Hello. The tool I chose for this project is an app called WordLink. It's available in the Apple App Store and most likely in the Google Play Store. I have it on my iPhone currently, and I'm just going to walk you through the five phases of the design process, starting with discovery and interpretation. So WordLink is basically just a puzzle game. It starts you off at pretty easy levels. And even as the levels progress, it's still pretty easy. What the game is it basically just gives you a letter bank where you have just a bunch of random letters. And then it gives you, let's say, three empty slots. So if the word it wants you to get is out, you'd select the letters that would be used to create that word. So if you have O-U-T, you'd select O-U-T. And if there's maybe another three-letter word, like and, you'd select A-N-D from the letter bank, which you just sort of have to unscramble yourself. It's pretty easy. Like I said, it does get a little bit more complex. The words get longer as you go through the levels. But it's nothing that an elementary student would not be able to do. I personally would not implement it in fifth grade just because I think it'd be too easy and students would get bored. But yeah, I think it would be useful for lower grades. Ways that it could be used in the classroom, which is the third phase of the design process. It could basically just be used to refresh students' vocabulary. Like I said, the words aren't hard, so it just kind of feels like you're playing a game. And yeah, it could just really help build those skills without really feeling like you're I don't want to say learning, but like you're doing schoolwork. It's just a nice, refreshing game. Moving to the fourth phase. Information on how I experimented with the tool. My experimentation was a bit restricted just because you could only activate certain parts of the game if you reach a certain level. And currently I'm on level 20. I think you have to be on like level 63 to unlock some of the mini games. You could also purchase some of the mini games, which might be why the level is so high to unlock it without having to purchase anything. And that's probably one thing that I don't really like, some criticism on it, as well as there's just a lot of advertising. I think it might be hard for younger students, I guess, to navigate through all the advertisements that are presented, because I know even I just like kind of click on them by accident, and then it redirects me to like the App Store for something else, and it might be confusing for like first graders to be able to navigate without clicking on something that they don't want. Adoption, final phase. I could see myself using this as sort of just like a break. Like if a student finishes all their work, they can just pull out their tablet, start playing on this game. Whenever I was in school, one of my teachers would give us crossword puzzles whenever we would finish our work, and we were to complete those. And I feel like that's kind of like the same idea that this app is. It's just a digital version of that. And I enjoy doing those crossword puzzles, and I do think that it helped me build my vocabulary skills and spelling. And yeah. So it's a tool that I would recommend. But again, there is those criticisms for the overload of ads and the fact that you can pay for some mini games. Yeah, thank you.